The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
1-800-947-3979. You give us your secret, we will give you the letter grade. I think people should be graded down like a full letter grade for texting instead of calling.
Absolutely.
I think, calls.
So the highest letter grade
better,
you can get with a text is a B. If you want an A, you got to call. We probably have questions. So 1-800-947-3979. We will start with, let's start with this one. When I was probably 5 years old, this person writes from Michigan's Upper Peninsula, I used to steal my dad's beer when he would put it on the table when he went to the bathroom. He'd come back and think, oh, I must have drank more of that.
Mm-hmm.
What he didn't know is I was a wasted six-year-old watching Sunday Night Football with him all the time.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Wow, that is
so
bad.
The highest you can get is a B.
Because it's text.
Since you texted in.
Yeah.
I probably would have given that a B.
So it's a C.
C minus. I would have given it a B minus.
That is called parenting.
I agree.
I think that's fair.
I mean, that's a...
That'd be a bummer to find out later. Hey, Dad, guess what?
Totally drunk. Bigger secret is that your dad is a total bum who doesn't know how much he drinks and that his kid next to him is bombed.
All right, now this one. This one's going to get an incomplete, I think. It says, Jimbo, please. I flew across the country to hook up with a lady I met in the show chat at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Ooh.
Call me for details.
Hold on.
No, you call us.
Pull up the show chat right now.
You think they're on there talking about it right now? Like, remember when we did sex?
Boy, this is going to cause a little kerfuffle.
A little controversy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's not enough details. Incomplete, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's,
Let's call them and get them on the phone.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that in a second. This one. Guys, I have a secret yet to be discovered by an ex of mine. We had dated for a year and a half. And I suspected that she was cheating, and the day before my birthday, I had a great time and a great idea. At the time, I was a network engineer, and I had plenty of networking tools at my disposal. Mm-hmm. My great idea was to tap into her cameras in her house, where I then saw she was in fact sleeping with a mutual friend of ours at around 9 p.m. the night before my birthday. I then planted some messages through her Instagram and other socials and broke up with her the next morning. Holy cow.
Wow.
That's an A if you call a B for, that's pretty big. I think you committed a crime.
I'm pretty sure. I would say so. Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Let's see. This is Chuck in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, listening on 97.9X. Chuck, what's your secret? And we'll give it a grade.
Okay. Well, years ago, a group of friends were hanging out and, me and a couple of my friends decided to hide this guy at this party's car. We didn't really like him. So we hid it, and before we knew it, he called the cops. We panicked, and we took the car further away and hid it. It sat there for 6 years.
6 years?
6 years. The initial hiding, what did you, like, move it somewhere else in a parking lot? Did you put it in a garage
around
somewhere?
The corner?
Yeah, like, how hidden was it the first time?
It was out in farmland, so we had it in a cornfield.
Okay.
And when the cops showed up, we panicked and took it farther back into the, like, wooded area and parked it there. And it just sat there for 6 years.
It's
and
cute that you say you hid a car. You stole a car.
Yeah, you stole a car.
No, we hid it.
No, you stole it. You stole a car. He didn't have his car for 6 years.
Yeah, okay, you can say you hid it, but how would he tell that story? When I was in high school, my car got stolen.
Yeah, my car came up missing, I guess he would say. I don't know. He would say stolen, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Okay, that's an A, though.
That's an A.
Yeah, that's an A. A story. Yeah, you stole a car.
Because part of that is when you're at that age, you're dumb. So then, not just you, Chuck, all of us were. Some still are. And then you're like, I can't get in trouble. I'm going to more hide it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have. Yeah. I don't know what I would have done, but it's possible the same thing.
Yeah. Does that person know now?
No. Luckily, that person is no longer with us. But
my God. You're free because he died.
Did he? Was it? Well, did he have lack of car induced sickness?
But, yeah, probably.
I don't know, but we gave him clues about it. Tried, and he never found it.
Yeah, you gave him the best clues, and he died of a broken car heart.
Thank you. Thank God you didn't say, "Well, he was walking to work, and a car hit him."
Yeah.
Yeah.
He froze to death.
Thank you, Chuck. Holy smokes. That's an A. That's a good one.
Yeah. They stole a car and it killed him eventually, years later.
Eric is in Portland, Maine, listening on 106.3 The Bone. Hello, Eric. What is your secret? And we'll give it a grade.
How you guys doing? It's an honor to speak to you. I used to listen to sports radio all the time. Then I realized that was stupid. And now I listen to you guys every day.
Oh, thank you. We're glad you came over to the dumb side.
All right, what's your hot take?
Yeah.
Oh, this past fall, I'm seeing this girl, and she asked me to help her take her AC unit out of the window.
Yeah.
And she was like in the next room making a sandwich or something. And as soon as I opened the window, just like an inch, the thing just fell right out, landed right on its face, and just got destroyed, absolutely smashed to hell. And I assumed she heard it, but she didn't. So I like covered it up. I carried it out to the shed, all smashed to hell, and I put a tarp over it. And I figured, we'll probably break up during the winter anyway. I wouldn't have to worry about this. Unfortunately, we're still together. So I don't know. It's going to be a big surprise come May or whenever.
Oh, no. I mean, so if you make it till warm weather, you've got to plan ahead. And if you make it like a day before, you go, wow, it's getting warm enough to put that AC in, then you're going to have to buy a new one.
Yeah, like I said, I never assumed we'd still be together, but unfortunately, we are, and she's super particular about her stuff, too. You know what I mean? She makes me take my shoes off. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want her
air conditioner smashed on the ground. She's just picky.
I know. She's weird like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're going to need that anyway when you're getting busy in the heat.
Yeah, right? Well, you've been broken up by it.
Give me a good grade, okay? I love you guys.
That's an A, mm-hmm. right? That's an A.
I mean, I think a B plus.
You think so?
Yeah, that's a pretty small secret, really. I mean,
well, it's still going. That's why I like it.
He accidentally broke an air conditioner, but those, you know, it's not like that's $10,000 or something. I mean, it's not stealing a car.
I just like that he's playing the dangerous game of will we break up before she needs to be cooler.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do like his initial reasoning for the secret. Yes, embarrassment, and then maybe we'll break up.
That's pretty great. 1-800-947-3979. This one. My wife and I moved December of 2021, and only a handful of people know that we moved. My mother-in-law still leaves things on the porch at our old house from time to time and doesn't know our new address. That doesn't sound like the family's getting along that great.
Wow.
But I like it.
Yeah, that's you guys sound like you got it together.
1-800-947-3979. All right. We've got the fly across the country person.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
Jimbo, that is not your real name, and this is not your real voice as you are on the harmonizer. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Very good. So you met someone in the chat on the Fancy Idiot video feed at freebeerandhotwigs.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then tell us how does this go?
So we met in the chat, and then we became friends on Facebook and started messaging each other and made plans and flew and saw her and spent 5 days with her.
Where did you fly to?
I can't say.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Lots of people listen in all the markets.
Have we met both of you or either of you?
You haven't met me for sure.
Okay.
You're not sure about
her.
Okay. Maybe her.
So you spent 5 days together, so it went well, right? It must have, because I feel like if it didn't, you probably would have bailed after like a day or two.
It went well while I was there, and as soon as I left, it went completely south.
Why? Oh, what happened?
She can't talk anymore because he buried her.
What happened?
What went south?
Yeah, well, come on, you're on the harmonizer.
You were banging it out.
Well, okay, so she was a hot wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's married? So,
they weren't married yet, but they were engaged.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's about to be a hot wife.
Yeah.
Okay, so she just wanted one last thrill.
Well, he was there.
He was there.
And he took part? You guys made the devil's three-way?
No. I went first.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, wow. This is
so. How did it?
Salacious.
Why did it go south then? Everybody's on board. It's not like there was a secret. Are you married?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
So you're married.
Well,
you've got a long-time girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So
like 20 plus years.
Okay. Now, and I'm assuming I assume she is unaware of this.
Yes.
Okay. This is the secret is deepening.
This is a pretty deep one.
Okay, now we're getting more layers.
Like here. when you say it went south, does that mean you just stopped chatting because it got weird, or what?
It got kind of weird, but then it just like they had cameras up in the house, like in every room, and they recorded like everything.
Oh, you went to Bubba the Love Sponge's house.
Oh yeah, you got a sex shower.
Pretty much.
Well, that seems like quite an adventure. I'm sure you enjoyed your 5 days.
Yeah, you were a 5-day boy toy, and there you go.
Howings, what's his grade?
I mean, that's a pretty big secret. There's a lot of layers.
No,
to
I need
it.
More.
Yeah,
how many miles did you have to fly? I mean, that could be a lot of different.
I need more details.
Like, you know, I mean, if you're not going to tell us like city to city, like about how many miles different would it be? You know, like,
like did you have to take a coat or is it always warm there?
Like, how long were you on the airplane?
When was it approximately?
Do the other people on the chat, do they know what's going on?
Oh, it is all there's.
Is there some speculation, Steve?
I've never seen it refresh as fast as it is this morning.
1-800-947-3979. Colleen in Albany, what is your secret, Colleen?
I had a boy fly in.
Yeah. Years ago, I got to tell you this one. Years ago, I met this guy, and I moved to California to be with him. So I kind of had a feeling there was something going on. So as it turns out, I start to break up with him. I said, this is it. I get ready to go, and I'm packing my stuff, and I find a picture of his other naked girlfriend in his house.
Okay.
So I take the picture, and I mailed it to her mother with a note saying, you must be very proud of this. And got on the plane and left.
Oh, a little out the door sabotage.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, boy, I like
that's,
that.
That's an A. Amazing.
That's pretty good. That's an A.
That
well done.
Really good. I thought she was going to say her secret was that she's a smoker and no one knows.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.